You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, tapping in with me, getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there, all the people working the graveyard shift at the food industries and companies and all that good stuff, getting people some food early this morning, handing out nourishment. I appreciate all of you. And, of course, shout out to all the people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Well, we thought coming into this morning we were going to be able to talk about the excitement of Atlanta Braves opening day. We thought we were going to be able to get into what Spencer Strider going to do to the Philadelphia Phillies this afternoon. Is the Braves offense going to be able to light up Zach Wheeler and spoil Phillies opening day in Philadelphia? Well, we'll still be able to talk about that, but we won't be able to talk about that until tomorrow, because the Braves opening game against the Philadelphia Phillies, has been postponed to tomorrow. On a Friday at 3:05 p.m. is when the first pitch will be. So we'll talk about that anticipation. We'll talk about all that stuff tomorrow. But bad weather going to hit Philadelphia today. So they just went ahead and postponed it. They weren't going to mess around with opening day. They was like, we don't want a rain delay on opening day. We don't want to suck out all the excitement and anticipation of opening day by taking a chance with Mother Nature. So they said, let's just postpone it. We'll know we'd be good on a Friday, and we'll make it happen then. So it does stink a little bit that, you know, we have to wait an extra 24 hours for Braves baseball to get kicked off in the regular season, but it's not going to change anything for the Braves. It's just going to delay Spencer Strider getting his first opening day start of his career, and it's just going to delay just going to delay everything by a day. That's all. So, while we won't have Braves baseball to get you ready for this morning, we do have a very, very well-written piece by our superstar, our reigning NL MVP, Ronald Acuña Jr. He wrote a piece on the Players Tribune, yesterday, and he had a lot of good things to say. He went into his childhood. He went into dealing with the injury he suffered in 2021. He also talked about what his dream is for the end of this season. So I'm going to give you a little bit of the highlights. You can go read the full piece. He's posted it on his Instagram, and it's posted anywhere. If you just look up Ronald Acuña Jr. Player Tribune, you'll find it. It's titled, let me find the title here. I'm sorry. Got to find it here for a second. I mean no harm, I swear, by Ronald Acuña Jr. So again, here are some of the highlights and some of the best excerpts from the piece. So this is Ronald Acuña Jr. first and foremost talking about almost missing out on signing with Atlanta. He said, quote, all I could think about was getting that next jersey and playing professionally. But after a while, the rejection from teams, it wore me down. I got tired of being told the same thing and the phone never ringing. I remember at one point I told my mom that I didn't want to continue doing tryouts for scouts anymore. It was getting to be too much. But then, thank God, around that time, a scout for the Atlanta Braves named Ronaldo Pettit got in touch with me. He told me, quote, come to Caracas, I'm going to sign you. And I remember hearing that, I didn't believe it. Ronaldo, I'm tired of people telling me things. No one has signed me. No one ever calls when they say they are going to. He said, just come. You'll see. So, I mean, that is just, again, and it gets better. That's only the beginning. It gets better. So, you hear that he, just like anybody starting out professionally, he had his ups and downs too. He just didn't come in and become Ronald Acuña Jr. right away. Ronald Acuña Jr. got told no. Ronald Acuña Jr. questioned himself, and we see how good he is. But there were times he questioned himself. He wasn't sure about his game, and he got wore down. So, if anything, that should be motivation to you all this morning about if you got a dream, if you got a goal, don't give up just because a couple of people tell you no, or in Ronald Acuña Jr.'s case, a couple of people don't call you right away, or you don't get that answer right away, or get those scouts looking at you right away. Just don't give up. Next, Ronald Acuña Jr. talked about the difficulty of coming to America as a teenager and being away from his family. He said, quote, I remember being at the airport and turning around for that last time with my family and all my boys left back in the distance. My whole body was filled with goosebumps. I didn't tear up right away, but after I passed through immigration, the tears came streaming down. Same for on the plane. I was just so sad, missing everyone already. And no lie, that last feeling lasted about 3 or 4 months. Literally every time I was alone somewhere and thought of my parents or I saw them in a photo, tears would fall. I cannot imagine how tough that is, being away from your entire family, being in a new country, a new place, trying to establish yourself as a professional Major League Baseball player, and having your family left behind, not having those people you usually lean on, them not being there in person, not having your boys with you in person, just being able to maybe talk on the phone every once in a while, and just not being able to hug your mom or dap up your friends. Like, that's, I can only imagine how tough that is. Next thing he talked about, dealing with fame early and making mistakes in the majors. He said, quote, along the way, I've shared my share of slip-ups, things I didn't handle properly. I still have them, he said in parentheses, I still have them today, although hopefully they are fewer now. He goes on to say, I didn't always have the maturity or experience I needed early in my pro career. I had problems because some managers and opposing players didn't like the way I played. They thought I was too full of myself or wasn't serious enough, and I wouldn't hustle sometimes if I was having a bad game or run out pop-ups like I should. I got benched for that. It's been a learning process for me, and I am not perfect. I'm still trying to be better. I have grown up a lot and matured, but even in the major leagues, there have been slip-ups. In 2019, there were two times when I didn't run hard in a game. In one, I got benched, as I should have. The other, we lost by one run. Everyone was upset with me. It was awful. When that happened, I apologized and told the team and told the manager that it was my fault, and thank God I have not done anything like that since. That was in 2019, and we are now in 2024, so I believe there has been some progress there. And if you all remember, he thought he hit a home run, won home game back in 2019, and it didn't end up going out of the park. And what could have been a double, maybe even a triple for Acuña, I think ended up being just a single. And Brian Snicker benched him after that. And he said he'll learn. Brian Snicker said he'll learn from it. And it seems like Ron Acuña Jr. has. So again, just shows you how relatable a guy like Ronald Acuña Jr. is. You know, we see him as we should, because he is. We see him as a superstar, a reigning MVP, a guy who is the catalyst to a team that we love winning a World Series. But at the end of the day, he is showing us and telling us how he is a guy who is figuring things out, making mistakes along the way, just like we all do in anything that we do. So again, I love everything about this piece. All right, next, something you all will want to hear. Ronald Acuña Jr. on dealing with the injury, the torn ACL in 2021. He says this, quote, I wanted to be playing. I couldn't accept not being out there. There was about 3 or 4 months of that, and eventually I had to go into therapy. I was really suffering, and I needed to work my way out of it. I didn't want to go at first. I never saw myself in that situation, so I kind of rebelled initially. But then it was like, I have to do this, because if I don't do my part here, I'm never going to fully recover. I may never play again. It was all very difficult. Early on, someone had to hold my foot up for me to do things. My parents or one of my friends back home, Leonard. Someone would have to carry me or lift me up or help me to get dressed. Someone had to bathe me. It took a toll. I see friends having fun and going out, and I would be left behind. I was left in tears. I mean, if that doesn't give you chills or pull at your heartstrings, I mean, that's tough. And I had a friend one of my best friends, my actual best friend, he suffered a torn ACL. We were playing in an AAU basketball game together. He tore his ACL, and I knew how it was tough on him, man. After therapy, I mean, he would be close to tears because of how much pain he was in after having to do the necessary therapy to get back. And it's tough. Like, it is, you know, professional athletes recover. I mean, Ronald Cooney Jr., obviously, you see he's a professional athlete. You see the struggles he had to deal with. So think of a regular person tearing their ACL, the kind of pain they go through. And now my friend at that time, we were both pretty still in good athletic shape. But still, it is not an easy thing to recover from. And you hear how Ronald Cooney Jr. had to go into therapy because of this injury. Not just physical therapy, but mental therapy. So that obviously took a toll on him. All right, I want to get through these last couple very quickly. This last one will give you chills. There's one more before it, though. Ronald Cooney Jr. on watching the team win the World Series without him. After the injury, he said this: after the injury, I didn't watch the team play very much because it would just make me sadder. I started watching again during our playoff run, and it made me glad to know that the boys were playing so well. But if I'm being honest with you, when we won the World Series, I was happy, but I couldn't tell you that I enjoyed it 100%. I wanted to be doing my part. I wanted to be out there making history too. Very understandable and very relatable. I would have been surprised if Ronald Acuña Jr. said anything different. This shows you again just how relatable he is. That's real. That is real raw emotion. Of course you're happy your team won the World Series. And of course he had something to do with it. But not being out there for the actual World Series, not playing in the actual World Series, you feel like, man, they did it without me, and I'm happy they did it, but I wanted to be out there doing it. And it's just not as sweet as it could be. So that brings me right into Ronald Acuña Jr. on his dream for the end of the season. He says this, quote, "So now before I get out of here, let me share with you my dream for this season. Here's what I hope for. When I close my eyes, it is what I see. We are at home, in our stadium, with our fans for the last game to close out the World Series. It has to be at our place this time, at Truist. And it has to be me, and it has to be with me this time, too. It has to be. I need to be playing to be a real part of it. Stadium is packed, fans going crazy. I can see the final at bat in my head. I can hear the ball hit the bat, and then I see the ball flying up into the air. Then it lands in my glove and history. In my dream from there, it is the best feeling in the world. Everyone celebrating the final out, screaming and yelling and jumping. And then the next thing I know, everyone is on the field. And I mean everyone. All the fans stream down to the grass and it is one giant party. That's what I see. That's what I need for us to make happen. I will not stop working until that dream is fulfilled." That don't give you chills. I don't know what does. It gave me chills reading it the first time, and it gave me chills reading it there to you the second time. So please, if you don't do anything else between today and opening day, go read Ronald Acuña Jr.'s piece. I swear, I mean no harm, in the Players Tribune. Great stuff. All right, when we come back, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, the Hawks. Third straight win. They take down the Trailblazers. DeJounte doing his thing yet again. And we also get an update on Trae Young. And there's a question of if he's going to be back. Again, we'll talk about it in 5. Right here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Of course, shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it. Getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from school to home to school, I should say. Shout out to you. I appreciate you tapping in with me. And shout out to all the early morning, late night hospital workers out there, making sure people are getting their medicine, getting the treatment they need, all that good stuff. So shout out to you as well. And if you're out there serving up nourishment early this morning in any way, shape, or form, I appreciate you as well. The Atlanta Hawks, say it ain't so. 3 in a row. How about that? They take down the Portland Trailblazers last night, 120-106. Third win for the Hawks, 8th straight loss for the Portland Trailblazers. Hawks did what they were supposed to do, to be honest, against a team that was, again, I think for the third straight game, I'll confirm that, for the third straight game, I believe, starting all rookies. So the Portland Trailblazers they had to start a lineup of, or hey, third straight game, the Portland Trail Blazers started five rookies due to injuries. So DeAndre Ayton was out, Jeremy Grant was out, Matisse Thybulle was out, Malcolm Brogdon and Anthony Simons all out. So their starting lineup consisted of, and a lot of these dudes, I'm not even going to lie to you, I have no idea who they are, just to be completely honest. But their starting lineup last night consisted of Scoot Henderson, Ryan Rupert. At center, it was Dwap Reef. They also started Chris Murray. That's the brother of Keegan Murray. They look just alike, my goodness. And last but certainly not least, Tuimani Kamara. So, yeah, the Hawks did what they were supposed to do last night. So, but still, a win is a win is a win at this point. Look, again, cry me a river about injuries because the Hawks still missing Trae Young, still missing Onyeka Okongwu, still missing Jalen Johnson. Three starters, three of their better players. But DeJounte Murray did his thing, 30 points, 4 of 8 from 3, 13 of 20 from the field. He had a hot shooting night, 16 points from Bogey, 7 of 16 from the field, 2 of 7 from 3. Clint Capella, 5 of 5 from the field, 13 points, 10 rebounds for Clint, another double-double for him. And for DeAndre Hunter, another solid night for him, 13 points, only 1 of 6 from 3, 5 of 12 from the field, but still put in work. How about Garrison Matthews? 21 points off the bench, led the team in scoring bench points-wise. It was the second leading score. 5 of 9 for 3 for Garrison Matthews, 5 of 11 from the field. I see you, Garrison. And how about a fellow Dylon, Dylan Windler? 11 points, 3 of 5 from 3, 4 of 6 from the field. How about the bench players? A couple of bench players showing out last night. Hawks shot 51% from the field, 39% from three. So, again, they did what they were supposed to do last night and got themselves a win against, again, a all-rookie starting lineup at home. So, DeJounte Murray, he was questionable last night with back soreness, but he ended up doing his thing and getting a win, helping the Hawks get a win. Blazers, again, 14 to 31 from three-point range. They committed 18 turnovers. Though Hawks had 10 first-half steals, hit 7 of 11 threes in the second quarter. They took a 65 to 58 lead at halftime, and then they had an 11-0 run early in the third, pushed the lead to 76 to 60. Again, DeJounte Murray, Bogey combined for the first 9 points during that run. Hawks never let the lead get below 9 points after that, and that was just about all she wrote. There was one other stat I wanted to give you about Garrison Matthews. So Garrison Matthews, I told you, hit 5 threes, had 21 points. That's a season high for him. And Garrison Matthews has been on a tear as of late. So he has been, I'm trying to find it. There it is. He is 11 for 17 from three during the last two games. So he's had 2 20-point outings in his last three games. So in his last three games, he's 11 for 17 from three. So Garrison Matthews on a nice hot stretch from three. And that's all good and well. But there is, unfortunately, a little bit of bad news that we have to deliver when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks. So it's been a month since Trae Young has had his surgery on his pinky finger, and there was an update given. The update, not necessarily great. And honestly, hearing this update, I am not quite sure the Atlanta Hawks are going to get Trae Young back this season. So the update that we got on Trae Young last night is as follows. And, of course, I'm looking for here, scrolling through Hawks highlights from last night. But it was basically that Trae Young is going to start to do exercises. He's going to start to do finger exercises. So there's no basketball activity really about to happen. There's nothing that would necessarily indicate that he is close to being, and here's the update, full official update for you. Quote, guard Trae Young, who sustained a left finger
They call it the fifth finger, torn ligament, on February 23rd and underwent surgery on February 27th. He had his one-month follow-up evaluation yesterday. Young is making progress in his recovery. As the next step of his rehabilitation, he will introduce small finger motion exercises this week. His status will be updated as appropriate. That don't sound like he's coming back anytime soon to me. I mean, I don't know how long he has to be in the small finger motion exercise stage of his rehab, but still, if he's just in the small finger motion exercise stage of his recovery, I'm not sure Trae Young's going to be ready for the postseason. The Hawks only have, at this point, they have seven games left. Oh, no, excuse me. They have 10 games left in the season. They have two games remaining in the month of March. Celtics tonight, 7:30, that you can hear, by the way, on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Oh, by the way, Will Smith just agreed to a 10-year, $140 million extension with the Dodgers. So Will Smith, the catcher for the Dodgers, is going to be sticking around in L.A. for a while. But anywho, Hawks have 10 games left in their regular season. Tonight against the Celtics, you can hear it right here on Sports Radio 99 The Game, flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. Pregame at 7, tip shortly after 7:30. Then they got the Bucks on Saturday. Then in April, they just have 8 games left, and April is a tough stretch. They take on the Bulls, which, again, right above them in the Eastern Conference standings. They take on the Pistons. That should be a game that you win, and honestly, you could beat the Bulls on the road. But then after that, you have the Mavericks, the Nuggets, the Heat, the Hornets, which you should beat them, the Timberwolves, and the Pacers. And by the way, that Mavericks game on the road, Nuggets on the road, you do have the Heat at home, you do have the Hornets at home, but then you close out the regular season with two road games against the Timberwolves and the Pacers. So that's a tough stretch to close out with. And with Trae Young doing just small finger motion exercises right now, I just don't feel super confident in Trae Young being able to come back and be ready for the play-in. Which, I will say this, the bright side to that, if he's not ready, is that it seems like the Hawks have figured some things out without Trae Young. It seems like Garrison Matthews is playing well right now. It seems like DeJounte Murray has found himself, and he is more than comfortable with being in the lead point guard role. We know he's capable of that. And let's just be honest, DeJounte and Trae don't work on the court at the same time anyway. Now, it is better to have Trae Young than to be without Trae Young, but still, DeJounte does play better when Trae Young is not on the floor. But still, you want Trae Young. So, I honestly don't know if he's going to be back in time. I really don't know. And if I had to make a bet on it, I would bet that he's not going to be back in time and that he is more than likely going to miss the remainder of the season. But who knows? I don't know how long he's going to have to do small motion finger exercises for, but it just, that update didn't provide me with a lot of security that he is going to be back and he is going to be ready for postseason play. Now, maybe if the Hawks get out of the postseason, maybe they will just have to play the play-in round without Trae Young, and if they can make it to the actual postseason, then Trae Young will be ready. Maybe it's a situation like that. But again, not sure. Again, if you're just tuning in, Dylan Matthews, Hometown Take here on a Thursday morning. Hawks did provide an update on Trae Young, and it was this, quote, guard Trae Young, who sustained a left fifth finger, pinky finger, torn ligament on February 23rd and underwent surgery on February 27th, had his one-month follow-up evaluation yesterday. Young is making progress in his recovery. As the next step of his rehabilitation, he will introduce small finger motion exercises this week. His status will be updated as appropriate. So, take it how you will. The way I'm taking it, I wouldn't bet on Trae Young being back this season. Again, maybe if the Hawks make it to the actual playoffs, make it to an actual series, but I'm not sure he's going to be ready for play and play. We will see, though. But Hawks did just beat the Blazers, so three-game winning streak. Let's live it up while we can. All right, when we come back, 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, Sweet 16 play gets kicked off today. That is one thing we will have. We won't have Brave baseball, but we'll have Sweet 16 action for the rest of the week, including the women's. The men will be in action Thursday and Friday. I think the women get kicked off Saturday. They'll be in action Saturday and Sunday, and we will break it all down, give you a nice little preview when we come back. Right here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people riding around and getting it on the bus right now, early morning, late night, whatever you want to call it. Getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all the people in the food industry right now serving up nourishment early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, of course. All right. Sweet 16 play gets kicked off today. Later on today, I'll go ahead and run down the schedule for you here really quickly. So today we got 2-seed Arizona taking on 6-seed Clemson. That gets kicked off tonight, 7:09 p.m. on CBS. 1-seeded UConn versus 5-seed San Diego State. That's right. We have a rematch of last year's national championship game in the Sweet 16. We'll have that in the women's round. We'll have that in the women's round as well, possibly. But I think that that'll be Elite Eight day, right? If they match up. Yeah, because that'll be next round they match up. LSU and Iowa in the women's bracket. We'll get to them in just a minute here. Show the women some love, too. So 1-seed UConn in the men's bracket. 1-seed UConn versus 5-seed San Diego State. Again, national championship rematch of last year. That gets tipped off 7:39 p.m. That's going to be on TBS and True TV. 1-seed North Carolina versus 4-seed Alabama. 9:39 p.m. CBS. That is the time and place you can catch it. 2-seed Iowa State versus 3-seed Illinois. 10:09 p.m. That's going to be on TBS and True TV. So that is the lineup for tonight. Tomorrow, the lineup is as follows. 2-seed Marquette versus 11-seed, the Cinderella of this NCAA tournament thus far, NC State. 11-seed NC State taking on 2-seed Marquette, 7:09 p.m. on CBS. 1-seed Purdue taking on 5-seed Gonzaga at 7:39 p.m. That's going to be on TBS and True TV. 1-seed Houston versus 4-seeded Duke. They go head-to-head 9:39 p.m. on CBS. And 2-seeded Tennessee taking on 3-seeded Creighton at 10:09 p.m. again on TBS and True TV. So basically, CBS gets a doubleheader. True TV and TBS get a doubleheader on Thursday and Friday. So I think these will all be really, really good games. Obviously, you have a national championship rematch. You have a lot of blue bloods playing too. All the, what is it? They call it a Tobacco Road teams playing. North Carolina, NC State, and Duke all playing. They're all in action. So that's cool. That's a nice little story. And speaking of NC State, obviously they're 11 seed in the Sweet 16. The Cinderella of this NCAA tournament on the men's side. So we'll see if they can continue their run with Marquette. And I think we have some fun matchups here. I do wonder, at this point, I think the only six-seeded Clemson, I guess you can call them a little bit of a Cinderella somewhat, and I think it'll be an upset if they take down Arizona. But at this point, I guess, between NC State and Clemson, I think those can be really the only true upsets, because the rest of these teams, I think they all were kind of – we knew they could win a championship. It was just a matter of fact of will they be able to do it or not. So a lot of good matchups on the men's side of the bracket. As far as the women go, told you we got to show them some love as well. This is what they have coming up. So they'll be back in action on Saturday, I believe it is. Oh, I'm still in the men's bracket. Hold on. We got to go to women's. There it is. All right. So they'll actually be in action on Friday. Excuse me. So they'll be in action tomorrow, Sweet 16. So you got 2-seed Notre Dame taking on 3-seed Oregon State. 1-seed South Carolina taking on 4-seed Indiana. 2-seed Stanford taking on 3-seeded NC State. 1-seeded Texas, excuse me, taking on 4-seeded Gonzaga. And on Saturday, 2-seeded UCLA taking on 3-seed LSU, 1-seed Iowa taking on 5-seed Colorado, 1-seed USC taking on 5-seed Baylor, and 3-seeded UConn taking on 7-seeded Duke. So a couple of lower seeds in the Sweet 16, because usually in the women, you saw on the one side of the bracket, it was all higher seeds, 1-4 and 2-3 matchups. But it got a couple of 5-seeds on the other side and a 7-seed in Duke as well. Obviously, being able to watch Juju and Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers on Saturday, you'll be able to watch Angel Reese, Flage Johnson as well on Saturday. Friday, you'll be able to see that completely dominant South Carolina team that is 34-0 right now. That'll be fun. NC State, it'll be fun to watch them as well take on Stanford. That should be a fun matchup between what's Savannah's last name? I can't remember Savannah's last name on NC State, but she's really, really good. And then obviously you have Cameron Brink and the young lady who dropped a 40 burger in their last game. So, excuse me, I have to look up their names, because I want to give them the respect they deserve. Kiki Ariyafin for Stanford. And then on the NC State side, you got Miss Savannah. I'm sorry, I'm butchering her name right now all the way. I'll have it for you here in just a second. But Sanaya Rivers. I was calling her Savannah. Sanaya Rivers. Excuse me, Sanaya. I apologize. But Sanaya Rivers, Kiki Ariyafin, Cameron Brink. It'll be fun to watch all of those gals be in action. And, of course, on Saturday, you got Angel Reese, Flage Johnson. You got Caitlin Clark. And you have Juju Watkins as well. So it'll be fun to watch all of them. And we'll have some good college basketball action starting tonight, going into really this entire weekend, because we'll have Sweet 16 play from the men's and women's bracket going up from Thursday all the way to – do the women play on Monday? I think they're just Saturday and Sunday. I can't tell if they play on Friday or not. So Saturday through Monday for the women's, thank you, Day Day, and then we'll have Thursday through Sunday for the men. So you'll have it all through the weekend and into next week as well. So it'll be fun stuff there. Speaking of Caitlin Clark, real quick before we hand things off to the morning shift, obviously she was offered $5 million to play in 10 games in Ice Cube's Big 3 League. And I want to say this about that, because I saw some people like trying to come for Ice Cube. And look, Ice Cube is not trying to, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, I'm not saying this as a knock to Ice Cube. Ice Cube is not trying to necessarily advocate for women's basketball by getting Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is a hot name in sports in general. She is not just a hot name in women's sports. She is a hot name, period. She's on the big State Farm commercials with Jake from State Farm. We know he's a gosh darn celebrity at this point. So he's not necessarily trying to advocate for women's basketball. It's cool that he views Caitlin Clark's game high enough to compete with the men, because I think, again, her, Juju, Angel Reese, I mean, they all are fire. Sanaya Rivers, I mean, they're all great. But Caitlin Clark is the most popping right now as far as names and celebrity go. That's why he wants her. He's not trying to say – he's not trying to say he thinks Caitlin Clark is the best women's basketball player right now. That's not what he was saying, and that's not why he tried to get Caitlin Clark. He reached out to Caitlin Clark, and he offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in 10 games in the Big Three because she is the most popping, and he believes Caitlin Clark will bring the most eyeballs to the Big Three. It's not him giving his opinion on who he thinks is the best women's player right now and that he thinks she's the first women's player that could play with dudes. Is that Caitlin Clark is the most popping. Simply because of that. So let's not hit on Ice Cube because he's just trying to get more eyeballs to the Big Three. I don't blame him. All right. When we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman is out. Just a smidge under the weather. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. But Rob Tribble, our homie, filling in for Tiffany Blackman. And we got, of course, Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the Morning Shift right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Game traffic, 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my people riding around and getting it on the bus right now, early morning, late night, whatever you want to call it. Getting the people from home to work or getting the kiddos from home to school. Shout out to y'all. Appreciate you tapping in with me. Shout out to all the people in the food industry right now serving up nourishment early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now, of course. All right. Sweet 16 play gets kicked off today. Later on today, I'll go ahead and run down the schedule for you here really quick. So today we got 2-seed Arizona taking on 6-seed Clemson. That gets kicked off tonight, 7:09 p.m. on CBS. 1-seeded UConn versus 5-seed San Diego State. That's right. We have a rematch of last year's national championship game in the Sweet 16. We'll have that in the women's round. We'll have that in the women's round as well, possibly. But I think that that'll be Elite Eight day, right? If they match up. Yeah, because that'll be next round they match up, LSU and Iowa in the women's bracket. We'll get to them in just a minute here. Show the women some love, too. So 1-seed UConn in the men's bracket. 1-seed UConn versus 5-seed San Diego State. Again, national championship rematch of last year. That gets tipped off 7:39 p.m. That's going to be on TBS and True TV. 1-seed North Carolina versus 4-seed Alabama. 9:39 p.m. CBS. That is the time and place you can catch it. 2-seed Iowa State versus 3-seed Illinois. 10:09 p.m. That's going to be on TBS and True TV. So that is the lineup for tonight. Tomorrow, the lineup is as follows. 2-seed Marquette versus 11-seed, the Cinderella of this NCAA tournament thus far, NC State. 11-seed NC State taking on 2-seed Marquette, 7:09 p.m. on CBS. 1-seed Purdue taking on 5-seed Gonzaga at 7:39 p.m. That's going to be on TBS and True TV. 1-seed Houston versus 4-seeded Duke. They go head-to-head 9:39 p.m. on CBS. And 2-seeded Tennessee taking on 3-seeded Creighton at 10:09 p.m. again on TBS and True TV. So basically, CBS gets a doubleheader, True TV and TBS get a doubleheader on Thursday and Friday. So I think these will all be really, really good games. Obviously, you have a national championship rematch. You have a lot of blue bloods playing too. All the, what is it? They call it a Tobacco Road teams playing, North Carolina, NC State, and Duke all playing. They're all in action. So that's cool. That's a nice little story. And then speaking of NC State, obviously they're 11 seed in the Sweet 16, the Cinderella of this NCAA tournament on the men's side. So we'll see if they can continue their run with Marquette, and I think we'll have some fun matchups here. I do wonder, at this point, I think the only 6-seed Clemson, I guess you can call them a little bit of a Cinderella somewhat, and I think it'll be an upset if they take down Arizona, but at this point, I guess, and between NC State and Clemson, I think those can be really the only true upsets, because the rest of these teams, I think they all we knew they could win a championship. It was just a matter of fact of will they be able to do it or not. So a lot of good matchups on the men's side of the bracket. As far as the women go, told you we got to show them some love as well. This is what they have coming up. So they'll be back in action on Saturday, I believe it is. I'm still in the men's bracket. Hold on. We got to go to women's. There it is. All right, so they'll actually be in action on Friday. Excuse me. So they'll be in action tomorrow, Sweet 16. So you got 2-seed Notre Dame taking on 3-seed Oregon State. 1-seed South Carolina taking on 4-seed Indiana. 2-seed Stanford taking on 3-seeded NC State. 1-seeded Texas, excuse me, taking on 4-seeded Gonzaga. And on Saturday, 2-seeded UCLA taking on 3-seed LSU. 1-seed Iowa taking on 5-seed Colorado. 1-seed USC taking on 5-seed Baylor, and 3-seeded UConn taking on 7-seeded Duke. So a couple of lower seeds in the Sweet 16, because usually in the women, you saw in the on the one side of the bracket, it was all higher seeds, 1-4 and 2-3 matchups. But it got a couple of 5-seeds on the other side and a 7-seed in Duke as well. Obviously, being able to watch Juju and Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers on Saturday, you'll be able to watch Angel Reese, Flage Johnson as well on Saturday, Friday. You'll be able to see that completely dominant South Carolina team that is 34-0 right now. That'll be fun. NC State, it'll be fun to watch them as well take on Stanford. That should be a fun matchup between what's Savannah's last name? I can't remember Savannah's last name on NC State, but she's really, really good. And then obviously you have Cameron Brink and the young lady who dropped a 40 burger in their last game. So, excuse me, I have to look up their names because I want to give them the respect they deserve. Kiki Arioffen for Stanford. And then on the NC State side, you got Miss Savannah. I'm sorry, I'm butchering her name right now all the way. I'll have it for you here in just a second. But so, Sanaya Rivers. I was calling her Savannah. Sanaya Rivers. Excuse me, Sanaya. I apologize. But Sanaya Rivers, Kiki Arioffen, Cameron Brink. It'll be fun to watch all of those gals be in action. And, of course, on Saturday, you got Angel Reese, Flage Johnson. You got Caitlin Clark. And you have Juju Watkins as well. So it'll be fun to watch all of them. And we'll have some good college basketball action starting tonight going into really this entire weekend, because we'll have Sweet 16 play from the men's and women's bracket going up from Thursday all the way to – do the women play on Monday? I think they're just Saturday and Sunday. I can't tell if they play on Friday or not. So Saturday through Monday for the women's. Thank you, Daddy. And then we'll have Thursday through Sunday for the men. So you'll have it all through the weekend and into next week as well. So it'll be fun stuff there. Speaking of Caitlin Clark, real quick before we hand things off to the morning shift, obviously she was offered $5 million to play in 10 games in Ice Cube's Big 3 League. And I want to say this about that, because I saw some people like trying to come for Ice Cube. And look, Ice Cube is not trying to, and I'm not saying this in a bad way, I'm not saying this as a knock to Ice Cube. Ice Cube is not trying to necessarily advocate for women's basketball by getting Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is a hot name in sports in general. She is not just a hot name in women's sports. She is a hot name, period. She's on the big State Farm commercials with Jake from State Farm. We know he's a gosh darn celebrity at this point. So he's not necessarily trying to advocate for women's basketball. It's cool that he views Caitlin Clark's game high enough to compete with the men, because I think, again, her, Juju, Angel Reese, I mean, they all are fire. Sanaya Rivers, I mean, they're all great. But Caitlin Clark is the most popping right now as far as names and celebrity go. That's why he wants her. He's not trying to say he thinks Caitlin Clark is the best women's basketball player right now. That's not what he was saying. And that's not why he tried to get Caitlin Clark. He reached out to Caitlin Clark and he offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to play in 10 games in the Big 3 because she is the most popping. And he believes Caitlin Clark will bring the most eyeballs to the Big 3. It's not him giving his opinion on who he thinks is the best women's player right now and that he thinks she's the first women's player that could play with dudes. Is that Caitlin Clark is the most popping. Simply because of that. So let's not hit on Ice Cube because he's just trying to get more eyeballs to the Big 3. I don't blame him. All right. When we come back, we will hand things off to the morning shift. Tiffany Blackman is out. Just a smidge under the weather. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. But Rob Tribble, our homie, filling in for Tiffany Blackman. And we got, of course, Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got up for a Thursday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.